32-year-old Brent Taylor is a busy man. When he isn't actively playing with his four young kids, he is running his small business or serving on the North Ogden City Council. But this Sunday, Taylor's life is about to get a little more hectic as he prepares to leave for his third deployment in 10 years, working as an advisor with the Stability Transition Team in Afghanistan as a member of the Utah National Guard.
For me, it's a special opportunity because I feel like if we can get them trained up to take more of their own security, then the American soldiers can come home. So I'm excited to serve in something I feel like is meaningful for my fellow soldiers.
Taylor is scheduled to be gone for 1 year, which would have posed a problem if he wanted to return to the city council. However, thanks to new legislation, Councilman Taylor's place will be saved until his return. State Representative Ryan Wilcox of Ogden co-sponsored a bill during the last legislative session, allowing service men and women to assume their elected position upon returning. He notes that before, many were forced to resign or simply leave their seats vacant.
It was really just a bad situation for everyone and had the effect of keeping several people who serve in the National Guard from considering public office that really probably should have been there. And that's the loss to the rest of us as a whole, is that we end up automatically eliminating qualified candidates.
Taylor will have 1 year left to serve on North Ogden City Council when he returns in October 2012. He says his service to his country and community is his way of giving back to a place that he loves.
For me, it's just kind of what I feel I owe as an American living in this great country and all the freedoms that we have is to contribute. For me, that has been serving in the military and then doing this term on the city council. It's just a way I can pay back some of those debts I have as an American citizen to all those who've gone before.
Taylor isn't alone in his service. He has five brothers, all of whom enlisted in the Army. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.